And thanks for staying tuned. Now, the British government has blasted the Kenyan government over its handling of a corruption investigation involving over 130 billion shillings allegedly siphoned out of the country. The Foreign Office expressed surprise and shock at comments made by government spokesman Alfred Mutua that the British government had been requested to help in tracking the looted billions but had refused. This came as Gideon Moi, a son to former President Daniel Arap Moi, and total man Nicholas Biwott denied allegations leveled against them in the report. Robert Nagila has more on the fallout of the Kroll report.
As soon as Friday's edition of the Guardian newspaper hit the streets, the government got wind of the damaging story almost immediately through official channels. As the story did its rounds, an effort at damage control was underway to prevent the story taking a life of its own. That is until the government spokesman was reached for comment. Without checking his facts, Alfred Mutua appeared to blame the British government for Kenya's failure to recover the stolen loot. We asked the British government for help, but they refused. NTV's established that the statement is indeed untrue. In fact, it was the former British Attorney General, Lord Goldsmith, who publicly offered to help the Kenyan government. Sources tell NTV that offer was never taken up. And more details emerge over the scale of operations from the Kroll report. The report alleges former President Daniel Moi and his associates siphoned over 130 billion shillings from the country. That statement by the self-proclaimed total man appears to be challenged in the Kroll report. Describing Biwott as fabulously wealthy, it also lists what he acquired during the Kanu regime. 10,000 acre ranch in Australia, Cobil Petrol, Kennel Cobil, HZ Construction and Engineering, Yaya Center worth 3.5 billion shillings, Air Kenya Aviation, Pete Aviation and Electronics Limited, Regional Air, HZ Group of Companies in Israel, Safaricom through Mobitel Air, Grand Diana Reef Hotel, Hechiang and Company, First American Bank, Middle East Bank, Transnational Bank, among others. Also mentioned is the Turkwell Gorge project, which was to have cost about 5.6 billion shillings, but the price was reportedly inflated to 18 billion shillings. The report says the money was siphoned out of the country through Middle East Bank, owned by Biwott, through HZ Construction Company, also owned by Biwott. But in a statement sent to newsrooms this afternoon, Biwott denies that he owns some of the above companies listed and further states, "I further deny that I have stashed money abroad or looted Kenyan taxpayers' money." Robert Nagila, NTV.